Hi, I'm Erica Ramirez, founder of Illy and host of What About Your Friends, a podcast dedicated to the many lives of friendship and how it's portrayed in pop culture. Every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, I talk to my best friend, Stephen Othello, and your favorites from within the Ringer and beyond about friendships on TV, in movies, pop culture, and our real lives. So join me every Wednesday on the Ringer Dish feed, where we try to answer the question TLC asked back in the day, what about your friends?
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, we've got a recoupling and we've got a dumping. We've got a lot to go over. We are talking about episodes 21, 22, and 23. And reminder, on Monday, we are talking about 24 through 29, skipping the weekend review. Let's begin with the dumping of Sam and Chloe. Sam, I have not noticed your absence whatsoever. Chloe, Ian Sterling has made a lot of jokes about how much she gossips, which honestly, I didn't even notice. So yeah, they're gone. What was your reaction?
I think that is the right couple to send home. People were really upset about it. But I'm like, even if you don't agree with, or even if you don't believe that Johnny is sincere, which by the way, I don't.
Fuck that guy. I hate him. But more on that to come.
Camilla is. So I'm like, why does she get punished for liking a prick? Like, Chloe and Sam don't like each other at all.
They are just friends. I like how Amber, I think she has said this like a couple times. She's like, it's not Friend Island. It's Love Island. Amber takes that like really seriously. They all kind of do, but it's funny because
the narrator does too.
Yes, definitely. But I prefer the friendships to the romances in general. So I just think it's funny because like, actually for me, it is Friend Island, but
Well, who is your favorite friendship on Friend Island?
My favorite friendship, I guess it's Chris and Cam. I also really like Marcel and Camilla. It's certainly no longer Amber and Montana. We'll talk about that. I don't know. Who's your favorite friendship?
Well, I was thinking, especially these three episodes, it's kind of like Marcel and almost anyone.
I know. Like it's he's a great guy.
Definitely Marcel and all the girls, for sure. They all love him. Like, I love how like Montana ran to Marcel.
Yeah.
To like talk to him. So Marcel is the star of Friend Island.
He definitely is. Marcel is like a star.
Oh.
Yes.
You know who else I really like? I really like the Gabby Montana Camilla friendship.
Yes, it's really cute. Gabby's great. I mean, Gabby Marcel, mm-hmm. one of my colleagues, Jonathan Fisher, he's an Englishman. So he watched this in real time in the United Kingdom. He was like, who do you think wins? And I was like, Gabby Marcel. But if it's not, but on the other hand, I remember you saying like people like a narrative and they like an arc. And I'm like, it's been pretty easy going for Gabby and Marcel so far. So yeah. I'm like, I wonder if people aren't into that. And made me think that maybe like Kem and Amber find their way back to each other and people are into that or something like that. But yeah, Gabby and Marcel are like just two winning people.
No chance, Liv and Chris?
They're so toxic. I love them.
They've had quite the roller coaster as well.
I love them. And like, I like them individually. I really enjoy their bickering as television. But like, that is not a healthy relationship.
I don't think it will be on the outside, but watching it, it's one of the best couples
to
watch.
It's the show. It's the best part of the show.
They're both so funny.
So funny. I mean, the spag bowl thing was just absolutely hilarious. And them saying, garlicchio, garlicchio.
Oh, that was hilarious. She's like, garlic, garlic.
Garlicchio.
Chris, first of all, I was like, does Chris speak another language? Like, where did he come up with that? He's like, garlicchio, garlicchio.
It's closer to Italian than Spanish, dude.
I was like, what is he trying to say?
He's just trying to say language? Garlic.
By the way, what is garlic in Italian? I don't think it's garlicchio.
No, it's definitely not. It's aglio.
Yeah, exactly.
And in Spanish, it's ajo.
Not
garlicchio.
Also, I loved the, I don't even know what you call him, the guy at the grocery store was just like,
the grocer. Yeah. He was just like,
yeah, he's like, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say.
The spag bowl situation was my favorite part of these three episodes by far. Cause I love them, but I also love that they just do like them going to the grocery store or whatever. But like, I love that part of the show this season is I'm just like doing random shit,
random
like
stuff.
Just like running errands. Like they're so excited to leave the villa to go to the grocery store, which I would be too, by the way. When I travel, I love going to like just local convenience stores to see the snacks and the beverages and try as many different sparkling waters as possible. So I would really thrive with that date. But I just like, why didn't they do that in South Africa? Is it not possible or like COVID? I don't know, but I love that part of the show.
I don't know, but my favorite part of these three episodes was also Chris and Liv. But when Chris got pissed off at her about saying the votes.
I'm not slagging you off. It's not slagging you off. It's not personal.
They're going back and forth. Chris will not leave it alone.
No.
Montana's like, Chris, stop being argumentative. And he's like, am I missing something here? Like going on and on. And then he's like, all right, good night. And puts his hands like over his chest.
Like in a corpse.
Yeah. Then puts his hands over his ears, like, all right, night, and puts his hands over his ears. And then he takes that cup and puts it over his ear. It's just so good.
I really liked how she wasn't sure how mad he was. And then when he did the cup thing, she was like, okay, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Moving on. Also,
that is very much how Seth and I argue. Mm. Like, we will take it to the extreme just to like make it funny kind of.
Yeah.
Especially when it's over something stupid. Like this was a stupid argument. So Chris was like, I'm going to show you how stupid you are. And like just kept going. And then they both ended up laughing.
It was really funny. I do love them. I mean, I would vote for them, but I'm just like, am I toxic? Because I love their toxicity. But it's not like mean to each other, except that, but over time, I do feel like that would accumulate and like build into like,
it would wear on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you can't,
this isn't fun.
People say pick your battles.
Yeah.
No, like they don't pick their battles at all. Everything is a battle.
Everything is a battle.
And even the little shit, like, if everything's a battle and you actually have a real battle to go through, you're fed up.
Yeah, you're fucked. You're just like, you're so sick of each other and everything sets you off. But that said, like, they are the show for me. I like really love them. And do I pause it on Chris sometimes to understand what everyone's talking about when he's in his underwear to see if we got any good front on shots? Yes, I do.
I also think that those three couples are just light years better than everyone else. Like Cam and Amber, they're all like, they're up and down, obviously, Chris and Liv. But I would also say that Cam and Amber are a huge part of the show. Like half the show or these three episodes is Amber being pissed off at Cam flirting with Tyler.
I didn't say that.
And then it was Amber flirting with Simon, but it's all like around Cam and Amber. And then it's Liv and Chris. And then Marcel and Gabby are just like fucking happy as can be, living life. And they're just like the wingmen for everyone.
There's a lot to dig into here. First, I just need to say, I think Simon is very fit.
Oh, you
fit.
Do?
Yes, I do. Do you?
He looks short.
No, so he's not like short.
I don't know.
I don't think he's short.
I do not think he's fit, except for the scene where he's talking to Montana, and he has his sunglasses on. I was like, he's cute. And then when he tells her that Amber asked, he was like, well, wait, Amber asked me whose clothes I'd like to take off with, which by the way, she did ask him that.
We're going to come back to that. I rewatched it several times to get the exact language.
When Montana got mad, he was like, wait, did she? Wait, did she? And he's like sitting there trying to like remember because he realizes like, that probably wasn't the right thing to say.
I think he also didn't really remember. I think because the gist of it was correct. She did misquote her, but the gist of it was correct. I think he was like really trying to remember. He couldn't.
Yeah, I think he was trying to be truthful. He was not trying to lie to her.
I think of all of the boys in the villa, I fancy him the most, looks wise.
Oh yeah, me too. But that's not
saying much.
No. Not my type. There's not a bit to me in the villa.
What is that saying? She's a bit of me. Like, it's just a really weird narcissistic way of looking at attraction.
Yeah, I guess that is correct.
She's a bit of me.
I'm not sticking it on any of these people.
Oh my gosh. All right. We got to talk about the Skype calls from home. First of all, should we be sad that Marcel didn't have a Skype call with his mom? Also, I would love to know those are actually the guys from Blazing Squad. I guess they are.
Oh, yeah. They definitely are.
Probably.
And I think that's probably why they had them do it.
Yeah, because it's celebrities. But not to us, but to other people. It's crazy. I didn't even think about Gabby's mom being able to like weigh in on her relationship in the show so far. Like, it's not like on Survivor when it's like...
Oh, because it's live.
Yeah, because it's not like a sob fest of like, oh my God, it's so great to see you. This is like, he seems like a great guy. And P.S., here's what the Sun is reporting. Jess and Mike cracked on. That's sort of really... We got to get into that.
Yeah, which I was like... Oh, a tabloid is not like what's actually happening.
Yeah, just ask Meghan and Harry.
Especially, I was going to say, especially in the UK.
Yeah. And like how do they know?
It's way worse there.
How do they know? You know, like how does anyone know? And by the way, I would crack on with Mike too. Although, you know, I guess Jess and Dom were in love, are in love, as I revealed previously.
By the way.
Yes.
You know that Mike is the one.
He died?
Killed himself.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh, that's horrible. Oh.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's so sad. My God.
And apparently, I felt like I could say that because he's already gone.
Yeah.
Apparently, like he had texted, him and Montana were still really close.
Oh, interesting.
And he had texted Montana and he had called her like maybe a day or two before it happened. And was just like thanking her for being such a good friend and all this stuff. And Montana was like, at the moment, I didn't think anything of it. And now she's like, I think that was his way of saying bye to me.
Oh my God. That is so sad.
Yeah.
How awful. How many years after the show was it?
I want to say like 3.
Oh my God. Poor guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like he was found in a park. Ugh. It's really rough. Yeah.
That's terrible. Well,
horrible. Also, like, I remember when I found out about it, I was like, what? Like, I wouldn't, not that you would think that of anyone, but like,
he came across very confident on the show.
Yeah. That's what I was just like, I was shocked at that.
Yeah. Wow. That's terrible. Oh, so sad. Thanks for telling me. Seriously. Anyway, let's talk about if Gabby and Marcel should have told the villa. Like, does her mom say that so she will tell people in the villa? Like, do the producers encourage that?
Oh, I don't know if the producers encouraged her mom to tell her that. They may have. I think that Marcel and Gabby had to. And I think the way Marcel said it was right. He was like, I don't know if this is true or not, but like both of us heard it from our people. I feel like we at least had to tell you that this is what's going around.
I thought it was very responsible of Marcel to fact check. He's like, I need to ask. Right away.
Yeah.
Good job, Marcel. And so then...
I mean, do we have anything bad to say about Marcel?
No, like literally nothing. I would like love to know Marcel. And like, it's interesting. He is like genuinely respectful of Gabby and like the limits that she set and like how they didn't have, you know, they said they didn't have sex. I assume that's true.
Yeah.
Versus Johnny, who the way that he talks about Camilla and like her boundaries is so shitty and makes it seem like she's like, doing something mean to him or makes it seem like she's like fucking up. And it just is like, that's makes Camilla, I think why I feel worse than she needs to because of how he responds to it. And he's like, yeah, we're moving really slow. Whereas Marcel is just like excited about the future. This is cool. Having a good time. Like it's night and day.
No pressure.
And they're doing the same thing. And like, that makes me hate Johnny even more. Like I hate him.
I was going to say that from rewatching it, I'm like, don't you feel, Johnny, that she's that way with you because she just doesn't like you?
Yeah.
Like, I think Camilla is trying really hard to like Johnny.
Yeah.
And I think she does like him. I think she's convinced herself that she likes him. But I'm like, no, Camilla, if you really got on with him, like, not trying to be judgmental at all, but like, you've had sex with 16 guys. It's not like you, like, you know, go like a roly-poly throughout your entire life. You're not that old. So 16 guys in that amount of time... No, you just, there's something that's off. You feel something's off. You're not physically attracted, whatever it is. I just don't believe that I feel like if she got on with him like a house on fire, she wouldn't be moving this slow.
Yeah, that's completely true. He just makes it seem like she's like doing something to him and she's just being herself and making her question it. And I don't know. I think he's just really a jerk. I cannot stand him. And he sucks. Also, well, a couple things. So first of all, let's go back a little bit. What was your reaction to how Dom took the news about Jess?
Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really pissed. But my thing is, Jess can do what she wants. You stayed.
Yeah, you stayed. Although she told him to stay. She told him to have fun. I'll be waiting for you. I guess. I just think that she seems like chiller. She's just sort of like, yeah, it'll work out. But like in the meantime, I'm going to do my thing. And that's just sort of like the impression I get from the information I currently have. But I think Dom's on the wrong show. Dom reminds me. I know I said this last time that there's like a real like real world vibe to this season, and I mean that. And I do think that Dom would have been really good on like the real world London, like in season 4 in like 1995 or whatever. He's just sort of like not doing anything. Like literally, he is sleeping on the couch. He doesn't want to crack on with anyone. He's not on job. And I'm just sort of like, what did you just like want to like hang out and like explore? Or is it because he found love? He thinks he's just like not into it, but he's just boring. Like I would dump him. Yeah. I think he's like the least, I feel like Sam actually should have stayed over him, even though it wasn't an option because Dom's just
Sam
like,
gives us more.
Yeah. Dom's doing nothing.
Yeah. Sam gave us more. You know what? It's weird because Chris voted for Johnny. I just feel like we're not seeing like all of the men friendships,
yeah,
male friendships, because like Chris was like, I don't want Johnny to know he's one of my best mates in here. I was like, is he? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then Kem said someone was one of his best friends when he left, and I'm just like, maybe
Sam?
It was Dom. He said, no, I think Kem said that Dom was one of his best mates. I don't remember. Oh, I think because he sent Jess home.
Oh, right.
And he's like, Dom is my best mate in here. This was before he got insanely close with Chris.
Right.
And I'm like, what? I've never seen you and Dom talk.
I know. We haven't seen Dom do anything. The one that's the most surprising to me, this is going to go back to Dom, is Marcel and Johnny. I'm just like, Marcel, you're too good for this bloke, this Giza. Like, what's going on there? Because Dom just airing out Johnny's business was like surprising, but if we're all looking out for Camilla, which I thought that Johnny was, like, yeah, people should know what
you mean Marcel
sorry,
was.
What Marcel was. Yeah. People should know what Johnny's saying and like what his plan is. And also the way that he talks about Camilla, maybe to a guy doesn't seem that bad, but to me as a woman, I think it seems horrible. And yeah. I would not want to be discussed that way when I'm just like taking my time getting to know someone. And also she's like making out with him and cuddling with him. It's not like nothing's happening.
Yeah, I know. When she started the whole Gabby thing, I was like, no, don't do this.
I know. Gabby's just trying to.
I think Gabby means well.
She does. Yeah, she just wants everyone. She wants her to be comfortable and whatever.
I think that Marcel and Johnny are close because they're both chain smokers.
Interesting. So
they're always smoking.
By the way, Johnny, when he puts his hat on, like transforms into a different person for me. He just like looks and like his persona, like hat Johnny is so different than regular Johnny, like just like hair Johnny.
I was gonna say, I think hair Johnny, his hair's always like slicked back. So it gives more of a like Giza vibe. You know what I mean?
I feel like he like looks a little bit more put together, and hat Johnny, I'm like, do you just like live at a train station or something? I don't know. He's just like, I can't stand him.
I think hair Johnny is just more slick Ricky.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. for me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. What did you think about Dom spilling the beans?
I'm totally fine with it.
Is he that dumb, though? Does he really not know what he's doing? Like, I think he is that dumb. But
no, I think the whole, I don't know when it happened, but throughout the 3 episodes, he was constantly in the middle of the circles where they were talking about it. And he continually kept saying, he's not genuine. He's not genuine. He's not genuine. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's right. Dom seems like a good guy. He's just really boring for television. Like, he's basically not on the show. Who needs him?
I wonder, like, if they edited him and Jess out because they, like, obvious. Oh, wait, no, they can't do that because it's live. Just kidding. Never mind. I don't know.
Do you think he should leave?
Yes. He should have left a week ago. Why are you still here?
If you're not going to try to couple up, like, why are you still there? It's pretty weird.
He's there for fun.
But, like, is he having fun? I have no indication that he is.
I mean, he was hurt for, like, 3 episodes when they told him about Jess and Mike.
I also feel like he just, like, looks different since Jess left. He looks sad and, like, less energy. Not, like, I just feel like he was kind of a presence and now he's not. And I don't know. He should go. Let's talk about Amber and Simon. So Amber definitely wants Simon to be into her. That's my takeaway. Amber is also a shitty friend. And I'm back in on Montana. I take back some of what I said about her before, but I do think she's good for the house. Like, I think that people seem to like her and she's like pretty honest. She's like a straight shooter. And I feel like because she's like friends with everyone, she diffuses a lot of situations, like with Chris and Liv when he was mad about, about the lack of confidentiality. But Amber's pretty nutty. Like, I think Amber is like, they talk about her age and her maturity, and they're right. Like, she's clearly the most immature in the villa.
I think that Amber, she's probably immature. I don't know if she's the most immature. I mean, she's in there with Liv and Chris. But
are they immature, or are they just, like, bad in relationships?
I think Liv is immature.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree.
By the way, Chris might be too, but Liv seems more immature. I think that Amber is insecure. Like, she wants, first of all, she needs Kem to constantly reassure her. She doesn't believe him. Like, that's why they broke up, was because she wanted to hear Kem tell her over and over and over again how great she is, how much she liked him, or how much he liked her. And then she also needed to believe it, but she hadn't believed it yet. So she kept questioning it. And then I don't even think she wants Simon, but she wants Simon to want her.
She wants Simon to want her. Yeah. She wants Simon to say, I want to rip your clothes off. So even if she didn't say to him, do you want to rip my clothes off? She led him there.
Yes.
That was it.
She knew what he was going to say.
Inappropriate conversation that if you're friends with Montana, you should not be having. Like, when Montana sees that, she's not going to be happy.
When Kem walked in and walked out, you could tell that she was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, her little facial expressions. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, that's not a great conversation. And even though you asked him, whose clothes would you, or she was like, would you want to rip off Mon's clothes?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, but I was with you. Like, that was right after he said, like, I have sexual tension with you, but not her.
Yeah.
So like you knew what he was going
to
say.
And also, why do you want him to say that about your friend? I guess like if I were in Amber's situation, I'm friends with Montana, I don't want to have that information. I don't want to be involved. I guess I want him to, it's helpful to like know where he's at, but like to ask direct questions like that is sort of like, I think it's like rude to her friend.
I think it's mean because he already said, which I think he appropriately to them, other than adding the part about Amber, I think he appropriately was like, I just don't like, there's just not sexual chemistry there. Fair. Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yes, agreed.
But then to be like, oh, you don't want to rip her clothes off? It's like, why? Like, no one wants to hear
it. He said it.
He said he didn't want to rip your clothes off.
Yeah, he already expressed it in one way. He doesn't need to express it in another. And like, we got it.
I think Amber knew she fucked up and why she immediately went and was like, Montana, can you come talk with me? And then she said like 25% of the conversation.
Yeah, she twisted it and so did, and then so did he. But I think he did it.
I don't think he did that much though.
No, the gist of it was correct. He did just like attribute a quote that she didn't say. So she was not lying when she was like, I wouldn't say that, which is like, okay, you wouldn't say it in those words, but
you basically said that.
Yeah. You got him there and you were like flirting with him in an inappropriate way.
You told Mon, which I wish that Mon could, which I think Mon's like decently smart. So I wanted her to like figure it out, but I'm like, okay, she didn't say that. But she also didn't tell you that he said he wanted to rip her clothes off. So wouldn't that be like a little bit of a light bulb in your head? Like when she was like, I didn't say that. He said he wanted to rip my clothes off. I'd be like, well, you didn't tell me that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was that? That was left out.
I wish
that's a big part to be left out.
I wish they could like watch stuff in real time. Just like roll the tape, play it back. Like let's see.
Also, I don't think I'm almost positive at this point, they don't have reunions.
Oh, wow. So they can't confront each other on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And they also like didn't have TikTok in the same way. I don't think TikTok around 2017.
No,
I don't think so.
No.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. That's a tough one. I can't wait to go deep on these people once I finish the season.
I feel like the best place you could find information out from this season is probably Reddit.
Oh, absolutely. I was like deep on Love Island Reddit during like at the end of season nine. Yeah. I was like, I just need to keep up. I don't follow any of them because it's just, like too much bad content. So no, thank you. But I like Simon. So I kind of felt bad for him in that situation.
Me too. Well, I don't even like Simon. I think it's interesting that Kem likes him. Kem is like, he's nice. Like he's been completely respectful, blah, blah, blah. And like they showed multiple clips of the guys being like, yeah, Simon just kind of blended right in. He's like a part of the group.
Yeah, everyone likes him, including me.
So I personally, I don't feel like I've seen enough of him to be like, I really like him. But in that moment, I was like, he was trying to tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he wanted to do the right thing. I also think he wants to be upfront with the girls. I think that mm-hmm. the fact that he doesn't like Montana, he's like, I don't know what to do with this. Like he wanted to, but just didn't work out. So
speaking of the new people.
Yeah.
I really don't get everyone's obsession with Tyla.
She looks so familiar to me. Like, I know it's not, I'm like, she looks like someone else. I don't know who it is, but she also looks very like 2000, like six to me. Like she reminds me of like a previous style.
She reminds me of not her personality, but like her body and like how she moves, like Helga Pataki.
Oh, interesting. Sister of Elsa?
No. Elsa. Wait, Elsa from Frozen?
No, Elsa Pataki is the name of Chris Hemsworth's wife.
Oh, no.
Who are you referring to?
Helga. I thought her last name was Pataki from Hey Arnold.
Oh, yes. That is her name. Wow. I didn't watch Hey Arnold. I'm slightly too old for that.
But do you know what you don't even know what I mean?
No.
Like how she moves around.
I thought
stuff.
We were talking about a celebrity.
No. I'm talking about a cartoon. Helga Pataki. Her, I don't know. It's just very like gangly. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Yes, I know what you mean.
And I'm just like, even her conversation with Johnny, which Johnny was like, she's so easy to talk to. I was like, that was like a really boring combo.
She's putting it on you, mate. She's not like easy to talk to. She's trying hard. Like she's playing the game.
I was just like, whatever. That was like, whatever. But I don't dislike her. She seems totally fine. I'm just like, the fact that every guy's like, oh my God, like she's a bit of me. Like if I had my type on paper, it would be Tyler. I'm like, really?
The weirdest conversation was her and Chris when he was like, yeah, I'd give you the opportunity. It's like, what is this? A coach? Like playing also, time? He was so weird with her.
Well, Chris was, I think, trying to get back at Liv. So he was trying to say, pick me without saying it so that she couldn't go back and tell Liv that he said, pick me.
Yeah.
But he was trying to tell her, like, I will give you the opportunity. Like, I'll get to know you. I can't tell you that I want to do this just to get back at Liv. / I can't tell you so that you can go back and tell Liv and she'll fucking rip my head off. So I'm in so many words, please pick me, but don't tell anyone that I'm telling you to pick me.
But then he kept saying, she ain't going to pick me. And so
it was the same thing when Dom was like, nah, Justin's gone. It's not me.
With Jess?
I'm like, yeah, before Jess picked Dom.
That was different. I think Dom's pretty dumb and also like just, I don't know. I think he's just like really distracted by women he's attracted to. But Chris, I just feel like I wasn't sure if he wanted, I guess he wanted to like play both sides, but also like knew that it was like a weird conversation. I mean, if I had had that conversation with Chris, I would have just been like, what's wrong with this man? He is so weird. I'm obsessed with him.
No. Also, do you think Chris has had plastic surgery?
Like before going on the show?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think he's just a youngster.
I can't tell if I think he has plastic surgery because his skin is so tight or if he's just young and that's what people get plastic surgery to look like.
I think it's that. I think he's young and they get plastic surgery to look that way. He's very fit. He works out. I don't know.
He's not my type at all, but I think he is hilarious.
So funny. He's my favorite Islander.
I love when Liv is like, are you jealous? Are you jealous of Tyla and Kem? And he's like, yes, I'm jealous of Tyla for how much she gets to talk to Kem.
Yeah. So cute.
It's just like so quick too. I'm like, oh God.
What's his last name? Mm-hmm. I can't look it up.
I remember Olivia's last name.
What is it?
Atwood.
Oh, good name. I know they're not still together. There's literally no way. Like, there's no way they could survive. There's
two couples that got married. You already have found out one. Do you have a guess of the second one?
I was thinking about it. I have no idea. Cause I just like cannot. I would love for Chris and Liv to still be together, but I just feel like there's no way that works. And then I don't think it's Gabby and Marcel because I know that Gabby went on the challenge. So like married people don't go on the challenge. That's what Sasha told me.
That married people don't go on the challenge?
No, that Gabby. She was like, Gabby's on the challenge, and I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I know you said that. I mean, maybe she was, and I just completely forgot about it, because obviously, you know, I've watched every challenge season.
Was Simon on it? I think he was. I think I remember him. He looks familiar to me, too.
He definitely did not make an impact if he was.
No. But so I don't think it's Gabby and Marcel, even though they seem really happy, but I have no idea. I'm like, maybe it's from Casa Amor.
Yeah. I don't know if married people do or do not go on the challenge, but okay, so you don't think Gabby and Marcel, you don't think Olivia and Chris.
No way Kem and Amber. No way.
Okay.
Maybe it's a Casa Amor couple. I don't know. Casa Amor's coming. I could see Camilla maybe meeting someone in Casa Amor and getting married. I feel like there's something has to happen for Camilla, because otherwise it would be too sad. And she's so great. She can do so much better than like loser Johnny. I really hate him. I just think he's so disrespectful.
Okay, let me just say.
But he tries to act like he's respectful.
These three episodes were all-time low for Johnny.
Yeah. Like, so bad.
Every episode, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. He shames her for taking her time. He acts like he's like doing her a favor by like being able to see a future. Everyone else like sees he sees it too, but he's just not into it. He needs to admit it. So clearly he just wants to stick around because like he thinks that like Camilla is good for him.
No, yeah, I agree with what Dom is saying. He's like, right when he saw that he was in the top four couples and he realized, oh, I gotta be in the top four couples because of Camilla, I want to stay with her.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just rude.
Simon, who's been in the villa for like 2 seconds, is like, I mean, obviously Camilla's the type of girl you want to marry.
Yeah, I know. She'd be a great wifey. That's what he said. And we all know and that. Then, we all agree.
And then Johnny goes, yeah, a great housewife. I'm like, no.
And he did correct himself, thank God.
Yeah.
He said, not a housewife, but a wifey. It's like, yeah, Johnny, you've got problems. You don't understand what women's roles can be outside of just like your use for them. And it's fucked up.
Making food.
Yeah, making food. P.S. I was really happy that Liv did a good job with the spag bowl. I was worried about that after she was talking such a big game. So that was a big relief. Thank goodness.
Also, I wanted to be like, Chris, why did you want to help so much?
I think to give her a hard time.
He really, really was like, you got to let me help. And not like you get to wash the mushrooms help. I need to be a helper.
Also, by the way, like when he's like, my mom does everything for me. She does laundry and cooks. Cool.
I feel like these three episodes, Chris and Liv really starred. Like Kem kind of took a back seat.
Because he had drama.
I have to remember. I mean, I have to imagine that. I just remember being so in love with Kem that I'm like, he's got to turn it back on at some point. I mean, I think him and Chris's little back and forth is great.
It's so, yeah. I'm jealous that she gets stuck to Kem was probably peak Chris.
Also, when they're sitting there and Chris just starts farting.
they're like, yeah, that's how you know it's real.
I also loved when Kem was talking to Johnny and was like, I actually fucked a hair up. I took too much off at one side and I had to even it out. Johnny was like, yeah, she came up and was like, it is shorter than I thought.
If Kem was my hairdresser, I would not be into it. I do not want to talk to my hairdresser.
Yeah, that was one of my questions for you when Kem was like, everybody flirts with their hairdresser. I'm like, do they?
I do not.
I do not either. I've never even heard of that.
Me neither. I mean, is that why he got into it? Also, I thought it was funny. He's like, I work with all women. He is really funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He's like, I'm with estrogen all the time.
Or when he was like, Johnny, just when it's just you two, just stick it on her. And Johnny was like, I'm not listening to you, mate. You don't know Kem. And he's like, to be fair, don't listen to me.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Like, now that I think about it, yeah, I probably don't have good advice.
I liked the Brits Abroad challenge. It was ridiculous. I'm like, who thought of that? And they were like rubbing the lotion and stuff.
You liked that?
I thought it was just like weird. It's just like, this is...
It's really weird. Also, was it lotion? I thought it was like whipped cream-ish. And have you ever done like a game with whipped cream, like a pie in the face
No.
or any of it?
Sounds gross.
It smells so bad.
So much sugar. Ugh. Gross. Yeah, because it's dairy. That's disgusting.
It's so gross. So that's all I was thinking about. I was like, they're going to stink.
Yeah. No, not great. But Marcel and Gabby are like really good at the challenges. They keep winning. They won a...
What was that other challenge?
Sexy pub quiz.
Sexy pub quiz, yeah.
They won that one.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it was good. They're just good guessers, I think. They're just not totally nuts. They're like, that's why they're such good characters and like good like glue people, but aren't stars of the show like Liv and Chris.
I mean, I would have to imagine that Gabby and Marcel are pretty normal. Like we could probably be friends with both of them.
Yeah, definitely Marcel. I'd love to hang out with him. He seems like such a great addition to any friend group. He's the number one guy. Casa Amor is coming. I believe it'll be in our next set of episodes on Monday. I'm so excited.
I don't remember Casa. I can't wait to see like the people in it because I had to really think if this was the first season that had Casa Amor.
It was.
And then it is, yeah. But then I was like, what? Like, I don't remember the recoupling, which is usually like the best part.
Did he stick?
Maybe once I see the girls and the guys, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, okay, I remember.
I'm really nervous about Liv and Chris, like really nervous. I hope they make it through.
Liv and Chris, is there anyone else? I mean, Kem and Amber right now are really rocky, so yeah. We don't even know.
I'm okay with, and then Camille and Johnny, obviously he's jumping ship.
Marcel and Gabby.
I can actually see that. I could see Gabby being tempted, seeing her head turn. I feel like Marcel.
Not Marcel.
I don't know. I just feel like he's really into Gabby, but I could see Gabby's head turning. I'm more worried about Liv than I am about Chris.
I actually think Chris is like a good dude and loyal once he's in something.
I agree, and I think Liv is wacky. And then I hope Montana finds someone. Yeah, we'll see. I can't wait. We'll be back on Monday with the Casa Amor episodes. Thank you to our producer, Jade Whaley. And thank you to Liv and Chris, because I love you guys.